Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A weekend mob attack in Pakistan leaves Christians hospitalized and homeless. Then we'll take a look at how grief, growth, and the gospel intersect through tragedy in Haiti. We'll begin today in Pakistan, where several Christians in the eastern part of the country remain under police protection today following a weekend mob attack. FMI's Nehemiah tells us,
this Christian man, Azir, had a very small shoe factory, and there were Muslims in the same area who didn't like it. So they just accused this person, and they become a mob, and they wanted to kill him. They tried to stone him to death.
The mob looted and burned the shoe shop, and it torched the Christian man's home. The angry mob also attacked the Christian man's elderly father, accusing him of burning pages of the Quran.
74-year-old Nazir was transported to the hospital and admitted in intensive care unit. He's being arrested by the police and handcuffed with a hospital bed.
In Muslim-majority Pakistan, mobs often use the country's blasphemy laws as an excuse to attack Christian communities. Last August, radical Muslims burned more than 200 homes and 24 churches down after accusing believers of desecrating the Quran.
This is very easy target for any Muslim to blame Christians and accuse them over blasphemy to settle some private gains.
Ask God to give FMI church planters safety and wisdom as they share the hope of Christ throughout Pakistan.
You don't know where you will be attacked or being accused of blasphemy, or a mob will come and try to kill you.
Next, Missions in Haiti Incorporated is reeling after a young missionary couple and the country director were killed in a gang ambush in Port-au-Prince late last week. Kate Michelle serves with Radio 4VEH, TWR's partner in Haiti. MNN reached out to her to ask her for some prayer points as the mission community grieves its loss. She shared these thoughts.
It's very sad news in Haiti. Violent gangs have taken over in many areas in and around the capital city, Port-au-Prince, in recent months. And tragically, a young American missionary couple and their mission's Haitian director are the latest victims of this violence. And so we pray for God's comfort for their families and communities, and for local and foreign ministry workers who are still working in these dangerous areas in and around Port-au-Prince and in other places around the country. We ask for prayer for God's protection and provision and perseverance for them. We know God is at work in Haiti, and we long to see a peace restored and for people to be able to live a life in all its fullest as they find hope in the gospel that Jesus offers.
And Iran's election to replace the late President Ebrahim Raisi will be June 28, but Iranians are skeptical. Iranian voter turnout, a litmus test for election confidence, has decreased significantly in recent years. And under Supreme Leader Ayatollah Al-Khamenei, the pool of candidates who can put their names on the ballot is extremely limited. Lana Silk, CEO of Transform Iran, says,
an election in Iran for the last 40 years hasn't been free. It's been incredibly controlled. So that sounds to me like some kind of meaningless charade to put another puppet in place that will continue to carry Khamenei's will.
Iran's vacant presidency opens the door to an internal power struggle.
When new people take on positions of authority, they want to make their mark. They want to be known for something. And everyone wants to have significant actions associated to their rule. So for now, with the way elections are controlled, I don't see anyone more moderate coming into that role. I see it only becoming more and more hardline.
Iranians need hope. Transform Iran offers them the best hope in Jesus Christ.
Pray that they hear the good news, pray that they connect with the message, and pray for us to continue to be able to minister to them, disciple them, and strengthen them as the church grows in Iran. Of course, there is a constant power play happening and internal struggles with people trying to vie for positions of authority.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.